Dearburn.
Shop Schnucks.
Shop and save.
Stand up for community.
Put our family first, because Kroenke may have taken our team,
but they'll never take away who we are.
Paid for by United Food and Commercial Workers Union Local 655 and 88.
This report is brought to you by E&B Granite. For elegant and beautiful granite and quartz countertops, visit ebgranite.com.
Hi, it's Frank. When you change jobs, and I'm sure out of all the people listening, some of you right now are all excited. You got a job offer and you're going to change jobs. And maybe somehow you're lucky enough you're going to retire, maybe even retire early. But you're going to have some questions, and they're questions you may not be able to answer or have your brother-in-law answer, like, should I cash out of this retirement plan that I had at my old job? Should I just cash it out, or do I need to roll it over to an IRA? And then do I pay tax on it, and then how much tax, and are there penalties if I wait too long, and what is that waiting period? Do I get some favorable tax treatment if I pay early? What's the growth potential of this money? You'll drive yourself insane. Might I recommend a meeting with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker with Stifel Nicolaus. Stifel Nicolaus, member SIPC and NYSE. I could say that at the end of the commercial, but I thought I'd just say it right there. All I'm asking is that you consider a complimentary meeting with Mark and Jason to take a look at what you're doing with your $25,000 or more that you have to invest. That's it. Complimentary. But you need to call them, and their number is on their website, markandjason.com.
The clown with his pants falling down, or the dance that's a dream of romance, or the scene where the villain is mean. That's entertainment.
The day.
So Colin is on assignment.
Colin's
under the
sick.
Weather.
Yeah.
Sick.
He's on assignment at the doctor's office.
The good news is that we have a professional movie critic, film critic.
We do?
And media analyst.
Who? What?
Where? Right here with us.
Since oh, wait. When? Colin's not here. Who else?
This radio station has more film critics than any other station in St. Louis. You've got David Blaustein in the morning. You've got Tom O'Keefe.
Yeah, but nobody hears David.
And then you got Tom O'Keefe with Carney.
And nobody hears
Colin
that either.
With you guys and Paul Harris. And then me over on Kilgoyne. It's crazy. There's like four of us. It's nuts.
Yeah. 10 people hear you. This is Max Voisey.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's Max Voisey. Look at that.
Hey.
Does he have a sponsor, Dan?
He does. It's Window World.
Window World?
Yes.
How much am I seeing from that?
I've got 23 Window World windows in my very modest size home.
I've got
they
four,
came
five,
in
six.
And they just redid the whole thing.
I love
thing.
Them. They're fantastic.
They are great windows.
The home of the original $189 window.
I think I paid that in about 10 years ago, and it's the same price today.
Mm-hmm.
Great job. Yeah. So, Max, today is New Release Tuesday.
Yeah, there's three brand new movies in your video stores right now. And video stores do still exist. I heard somebody else say that video stores are all gone, but they're not. I
mean, oh, no.
Family Video.
Yeah, Family Video is one of the bigger ones.
There's two of them in Florissant. One of them has a pizza place connected to
yeah,
it.
Marco's
everything.
Pizza, yeah.
Yeah.
And free kids movies. It's crazy. Free plug for them.
It's really pizza. It is an awesome little place.
It is.
There's two of them. One in, I guess it's considered Hazelwood. It's on the outskirts of Florissant on Houdershell, and then the other one is in Florissant.
There's one in Tuss City, too.
There's one in Maplewood.
Yeah, look at that.
Wow.
Fantastic. We love Maplewood. Well, we've got a trio of movies, two for kids and a horror movie that's definitely not for kids.
A what movie?
A horror
That's not
movie.
For kids.
No, that's what I'm
hey,
saying.
Hey, baby, want to go out?
not a horror movie. A horror movie.
You lonely?
Oh,
you
horror.
Yeah, a horror movie.
Okay.
So that's called Don't Breathe, and the kids movies
Whoa,
are Pete's
I
Dragon,
wanted to see that. That's and, when the lights are out.
And BFG. So I'm going to ask you guys, where do you want me to start? We got BFG, Pete's Dragon, and Don't Breathe. It's up
Don't
to you.
Breathe is my vote. This is a horror movie that I wanted to see.
Yeah, start with Don't Breathe. I wanted to see it. I think my daughter saw it, and she liked it. My daughter loves scary movies.
I love scary movies, yeah. too. And I was the biggest scaredy cat growing up. I couldn't watch scary movie trailers on TV without having nightmares. Like when the Nightmare on Elm Street, like Freddy would come on and be like, Roach Motel or whatever. I had nightmares for days. But I love horror movies now. And Don't Breathe is...
And horror movies.
Is a pretty original. I'm just going to say scary movie from here on out.
Yeah.
Seeing as how I'm not saying horror correctly.
Yeah, because you can get those movies. You can't get those at the video store, but you can't get them online.
You can get them on your phone.
I think, Max, the politically correct term is sex worker movies. Okay. That's what they're called.
Let's talk about scary movies, including Don't Breathe, which is now on Blu-ray and DVD. This movie concerns a trio of young people who are best described as ne'er-do-wells. They decide that
they're burglars.
They want to break into people's houses and steal a bunch of their stuff. They do not steal cash, however, because if they were ever caught, that means more jail time than just stealing things.
So there's always a however.
That's something that I learned from this movie. I had no idea. But one mark proves to be too much of a carrot dangling in front of them. It's this guy who is sitting on a pile of money, literally. He didn't put it in the bank. It's in his house. He is a Gulf War veteran, all right, who whose daughter was killed in a horrible hit-and-run accident, and he got a whole bunch of money for this. Now, you would think for these young burglars, you know, Gulf War veteran, he lost his young daughter. Maybe he's off limits, right? These kids, they don't care. Also, he's blind.
Mm.
And they think, how easy is it going to be to rob this blind guy? It's going to be easy peasy, lemon squeezy, winner, winner, chicken dinner. However,
it turns out there's always a however in life.
It turns out that he is not only more than a match for these kids, but he also might not be a good person. And so the movie is pretty frightening, pretty terrifying. You don't like these kids because they're bad people and they're trying to do something
bad. Burglars.
But he might actually be worse than them. And so it really plays with the audience's expectation that even though you're not on their side, you also maybe don't want him to be victorious either. So it's a really effective movie. There is the standout scene in the middle of the film where he cuts the power to his house. So these kids are sort of in the darkness that he lives in all the time. Stephen Lang from Avatar, he was the villain in Avatar. He plays this character who does not have a name. They never name him. But he plays it with this almost animal physicality. Very, very frightening in this movie. It's not for the faint of heart, though. There's a couple of really gross moments towards the end.
This sounds good.
That I won't spoil, except that I hope that you did not use a turkey baster over Thanksgiving.
Spoiler alert.
So, Don't Breathe is rated R, definitely, and it's on Blu-ray and DVD now.
How many maxes did it get?
No, let's not go down there. I'm not going to do any of that stuff.
I keep trying to get him to do that, but he's professional.
All that stuff is arbitrary. So now we have a couple of kids movies. We've got the BFG and Pete's Dragon. Where should I start, Dan?
Go with Pete's Dragon.
I agree with that. My girlfriend's now 6-year-old really wants to see this Pete's Dragon, and they're out of school early on Friday, and so we're going to have a play date with one of his kindergarten classmates. This might be something good to rent.
Have you ever seen either one of you the original Pete's Dragon?
I went to the movie theater, and I think it's right up there with Bed Knobs and Broomsticks in the walkout of Disney category.
What's wrong with Bed Knobs and Broomsticks?
The walkout category of terrible.
Lansbury, come on! It's not as good as
a
Mary Poppins.
Full of sugar.
That's Mary Poppins.
No, that's terrible.
Do not say anything bad about Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
I will walk out of this show right now. Julie Andrews is a national treasure.
Florence Foster Jenkins's sister.
Wow.
Okay.
Boy, you really hate people with umbrellas, don't you?
Oh, Mary Poppins.
The penguin, too. Okay, so Pete's Dragon was a lesser Disney movie, to be sure, from the 1970s. It was live action, but with an animated dragon. Now, they've done the update here, which means it's live action with a CG dragon, a computer-generated dragon. The original Pete's Dragon, I remember seeing it on some re-release in the early 80s. I think my sister took me to the movies just so she could go to the mall, because that's what people did back in the days. The mall children is where teenagers went to hang out in the 80s. We'll be talking more about that later.
Fast Times at Ridgemont, huh?
Pete's Dragon, I remember being sort of a goofy, lovable movie. It was a musical movie with lots of songs that went nowhere. They didn't chart. That are not remembered.
Why would I walk out of such a thing?
Disney. This makes it a good movie for Disney to remake, because it's not one of their giant hits. They've been remaking their hits. We've got Beauty and the Beast coming out soon. They've done Jungle Book and Cinderella. Oh, yeah. They've done all these live-action movies. Now, Pete's Dragon is a better candidate for that.
They will not be remaking Song of the South, I can tell you that.
Probably not. Although, Zippity Doodah was a huge hit from that soundtrack.
I don't know why you can't get that, but...
Well, you can get it at almost any comic book convention.
You can
get it on the black market. Not that you heard that from me. I do not like piracy. So anyway, Pete's Dragon.
Uh-oh.
I hope that the 6-year-old that you have watching this on the Playdate does not fall asleep watching this new version of Pete's Dragon.
Oh.
I don't know who the genius was at Disney who decided to hire the director of Ain't Them Body Saints, a Rooney Mara movie with Casey Affleck, which is a very melodramatic, sort of moody, think piece of a film. Let's have him direct a kids movie, which means Pete's Dragon becomes very moody and very, like, oh, let's all
slow.
Be mellow. And let's be, oh, my Lord, is it slow.
No one likes a philosophical dragon.
No.
Well, there's no reason for a movie to that's supposed to appeal to kids to be so morose and to be so sort of melancholy.
Morose?
You're using
the words now.
Good grief.
So I really did not like this version of Pete's Dragon. A lot of other critics did, and I can see as an adult perhaps there's something here for you, but this should be for kids. Pete's Dragon should not be some sort of, like, esoteric examination of childhood. It should be about a goofy dragon.
It should be a goofy dragon. It should be uplifting. There should be some songs.
It's not a musical.
And just it's
very morose.
It's like, what's that, the Nemo 2? They're Finding Dory.
Oh, Finding Dory.
Bring you just up to the edge of crying and then make you excited.
I liked it.
I love that movie. That's what I'm talking about.
I was surprised that they did such a good job with that sequel. That was really great. So, Pete's Dragon, I do not recommend. I don't really recommend either version of Pete's Dragon because the first one's not great either. But I'm interested to hear how the young kids react to the new one because I think it's just sort of sad. Although, Robert Redford looks like he's having fun. This will be one of his last film roles. He's announced his retirement from acting. And he's what now, 80 something?
I believe so. Yeah, like 81 or 82 maybe.
Maybe
80.
The elder statesman of the movie who saw the dragon when he was a young kid. Nobody believed him. And
so this is live action.
It's live action except for the dragon.
With the CG dragon.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, okay, let's
not
go back
DG
to the other
dragon, the CG dragon.
So the Jungle Book.
Yes.
I thought was tremendous.
The Jungle Book is phenomenal. That comes out in a couple of weeks, or is it out now? I think it's out now.
Yeah,
and that thing is phenomenal. There were no sets used in that movie. The entire jungle is computer generated, and that's amazing.
That's
because
really
it looks
cool.
So photorealistic.
Yeah, so that was cool. But you're saying Beauty and the Beast is going to come out as
Beauty
live
and the
action?
Beast is coming out as live action. Now that one looks pretty stunning, I have to say. The cast is great. You've got Bill Condon is directing it. He did Dreamgirls, and they're going to have all the songs from the original Disney movie, like Be Our Guests and what have you.
Wow,
so that one looks pretty great. I have to say, if you go out to our front desk here at Westport, Dan, you'll see the Entertainment Weekly magazine with Beauty and the Beast on the cover, the live action.
Whoa.
During the break, I'll go get it for you.
I'll go out and get it.
Okay. And then finally, we have the BFG. Now, remember that we're on the radio, gentlemen. Do either of you know what that stands
for? I know what the
for?
B and the G are for.
Best Friend.
Gremlin. Giant.
Giant.
Best Friend Gremlin?
And I think Best Friend, I think I know what the F is. B is best, and the G is giant.
You are wrong about best.
Big?
The BFG is based on a book by Roald Dahl. James and the Giant Peach, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, yes.
Fantastic Mr. Fox, Matilda. I mean, one of the greatest children's authors of all time.
The Willy Wonka book.
Yeah, and The Witches, which is a fantastic book and movie with Angelica Houston. So the BFG stands for The Big Friendly Giant.
Oh, that's friendly. Right,
now, this is a movie that was written by Melissa Matheson, who did the screenplay for E.T., all right, and it was directed by the director of E.T., Steven Spielberg.
What?
This was not mentioned hardly at all in the promotion for this film before it hit theaters. I don't know why.
Do you think maybe the guy that has directed the almost, maybe the second or third biggest franchises in movie history, they might want to mention that he directed this?
It was the last thing that Melissa Matheson worked on before her passing. The movie is
a way to bring it down, Max.
The movie is dedicated to her. But I think when you have a reteaming of the writer of E.T. and the director of E.T. on another family film, why aren't you shouting that from
on a
from
book that's written by the guy that wrote my favorite kids movie of all time, Willy Wonka?
Instead, Disney just had the Disney logo and they had a shot of these big feet and they said BFG. Come see it. Well, guess what? Nobody did. And this actually turned out to be one of Spielberg's biggest box office flops.
Wow.
Shocking.
You know, you've got 1941, you've got Always, you've got Amistad, some movies that he's
that
done,
pirate
not
movie,
done very
Hook.
Well. Yeah, Hook.
That's terrible.
Although Hook did pretty well at the box office. But BFG, it's too bad that this movie was not seen because once families get around to seeing it, and it's out on Blu-ray and DVD today, I think this one will be a beloved family film.
It's
and I
good?
Think in years, people will be like, oh, that's one of Spielberg's best. It's so warm-hearted and gentle, and the effects are great. You talk about the CG effects. You've got, you have a big friendly giant here, and he looks like a giant. It's just amazing special effects. Again, the story is fantastic. It's based on a great book by Roald Dahl. They do kind of monkey with the ending a little bit, and I like the ending of the book a bit better. The ending of the movie is not quite as satisfying, but the cast is great. You've got Jermaine Clement as one of the villains, and I just think that this is a Spielberg movie that will be rediscovered in time, and I'm shocked that it did so poorly at the box office.
They should have promoted this, because who doesn't need a kids movie that's good for kids, that's uplifting?
The BFG is played by Mark Rylance, by the way, who won an Academy Award for working with Spielberg on Bridge of Spies, which was sort of an underwhelming spy thriller, but Mark Rylance won an Oscar for it. So here's what you do. You go, hey, Spielberg and Rylance together again, just won an Oscar, writer of E.T., it's based on a book by Roald Dahl, and then you print your money. And for some reason, nobody did that, and people just avoided this movie.
I wonder why they decided not to include Spielberg and all of that in there.
So if you want a good family film this weekend, I would recommend the BFG over Pete's Dragon. And once the kids go to sleep, maybe put on Don't Breathe and be a little scared.
That sounds fantastic.
Hey, tomorrow night, are you a fan of the plays, the live plays that are on TV, like tomorrow night?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be Hairspray.
Hairspray, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's whenever I hear, sometimes I hear people go, live, I can't believe they're performing live. It's so crazy. What are we doing right now? We're performing live.
But they perform live in the theater.
Is this when they did the Peter Pan?
Yes.
Yeah, Peter Pan and Grease. They
with
did
Brian
Grease.
Williams' daughter.
How great was that?
Yeah. Peter Pan.
I think that's
Grease.
Why they took Brian Williams off the news.
And this one.
Was what she did. I can't.
With Harvey Fierstein.
That's right.
Harvey Fierstein's in it.
You've got Ariana Grande in that, and you've got Harvey Fierstein and her scene.
And this is Hairspray. This is the John
Martin
Waters.
Short. Martin Short. Yes. Yeah, Martin Short is Harvey's, whatever Harvey Fierstein's character is. It is Martin Short is,
and this is for the husband. Hairspray. This is the Hairspray movie.
Yes, that's tomorrow.
I like John Waters.
I'll be at a film screening tomorrow, so I'll miss that. But I didn't realize it was tomorrow. I imagine it'll do pretty well.
Very good. All right. Speaking of film, thank you, Max, for the new releases. I was watching a movie last night, one of my faves of all time, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Not just a great movie, but sort of a signature for growing up. We'll chat about that. Y'all think about what movie, when you were growing up as a kid or a teenager, really struck with you, a chord. Maybe you can call us and tell us about it. I'm Scott, in for Frank, on assignment. Dan here. Max, in for Ian. He's on assignment. All is well. And we're going to take a break. First, we'll do traffic. Trouble on 44. Tim, how are the roads? Tim. Oh, okay. Yeah, we have an important update about I-44. It affects everybody out there. Injury accidents. Here's the latest. How are the roads, Tim Weiland?
Okay, you got me now?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, we're headed out that way now. I do see an incident here on westbound 44 before Hampton. A little bit of a slowdown there, but boy, where you're really jacked up is from the Meraz overpass out through Antire Road due to an accident there. I'll let you know more about that when we get out there. Eastbound 40 downtown, that's pretty backed up. It looks like it's right now from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40 is the Science Center, and that goes out through McCausland. You had a stalled vehicle on eastbound Highway 270. right around Lindbergh. They moved that off to the right shoulder, but that has traffic backed up to McDonald. And this traffic report brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Plug in Hum by Verizon for the smart technology you need to upgrade to a safer, more connected car. Get emergency assistance, vehicle diagnostics, and more. Visit hum.com today. Hum, put some smarts in your car. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Are you prepared for the next market crash? Do you think you're overpaying in fees? Well, listen to Rethinking Retirement every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. with your host, Marvin Mitchell. This is the show that we position you for a safe and secure retirement.
Message and data rates may apply.
I finally found a way to make my husband stop snoring. I used a pillow. No, I didn't put it over his face or over my ears. I put the pillow under his head. And now, no more snoring.
It's true. Now there's a pillow that's clinically proven to reduce or completely eliminate snoring. It's the revolutionary Goodnight Anti-Snore Pillow from Nitronic. Now you can try it risk-free for 30 restful nights by texting PILLOW to 321-321. The patented Goodnight technology is a giant step forward in sleep science. When snoring is detected, specific air chambers gently turn your head to reduce or stop snoring instantly without making a sound. So now both of you can sleep peacefully through the night and wake up happy and refreshed.
The Goodnight Pillow stopped my husband's snoring.
Thousands of people are now enjoying a good night's sleep thanks to the Goodnight Anti-Snore Pillow from Nitronic. For your risk-free 30-night trial, text PILLOW to 321-321. P-I-L-L-O-W to 321-321.
I used to hate my CPAP machine. I mean, sleep apnea is bad, but the CPAP? I wasn't sure the hassle was worth it. Then I found SoClean, and it changed my life.
Hey, we get it. No one likes the hassle of cleaning a CPAP machine. That's why SoClean.com invented the world's first automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the hands-free way to clean your CPAP system with no water, chemicals, or disassembly. For a limited time, you can try it at home risk-free. See for yourself how it will change your life. Just call 1-800-600-6248. SoClean kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes, so it eliminates both the annoyance of cleaning your system and the germs that could make you sick. It's the easiest, healthiest way to use a CPAP. See for yourself. Keep your CPAP, but ditch the hassle. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free for 30 days. 1-800-600-6248. For your risk-free trial, that's 1-800-600-6248.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-400-1841. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. But don't delay. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-400-1841. Again, that's 1-800-400-1841.
Listen up, homeowners. Contractors and do-it-yourselfers agree E&B Granite has had the largest collection of the best quality granite available in St. Louis for years. And now, with their new 50,000-square-foot showroom, you'll be able to choose from all the top brands, including Caesar Stone, Silestone, Polar Stone, and more. When you visit E&B Granite, ask to see the new look of brilliant quartz for your kitchen or bath. E&B Granite, at the corner of Manchester and Hampton, or online at ebgranite.com.
At Manor Grove's Rehab and Recovery Wing, it's back to life and everyday living. With beautiful, comfortable private rooms, a welcoming atmosphere, plus incomparable nursing care and therapy, you can expect the very best outcomes on your road to recovery. Conveniently located in the heart of Kirkwood, with easy access from I-44 and I-270. Come to Manor Grove when you need a little help to get on the road again. 314 314-965-0864.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
That's Frank Opinion. We're in Jamaica for the week. And while we're gone, I want you to never forget, just because we're not there, I'm still going to be asking you, when you're out running around, out and about, and you're looking for vehicles, even if it's the early stages, well, we don't need a car right now, but we will make Johnny Londoff part of the shopping experience. You notice I didn't say don't go anywhere else. Well, I hear that a lot on commercials. You don't need to go anywhere else. Well, you don't need to, I guess. I'd actually encourage it. Because I think if you compare dealer to dealer, guess who wins? Johnny Londoff. Of course they're competitive in price. They have to be. They're competitive in service. Of course they are. And they all have the ability and the wherewithal to pretty much offer you the same price, maybe the same sort of basic services. But they don't have Londoff's people. Only he and his people are at the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 and nowhere else. So if you want to see and visit the dealership that has change the people's minds who used to say, I hate the car buying experience. I'd rather do anything than buy a car. They don't say that anymore. Not the ones who have had the Londoff experience. Again, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 or 24/7 at Londoff.com.
I just turned my headphones up.
What?
I love this song, and I love the movie that this song opens. 1982's Fast Times at Ridgemont High. The cast, the script, the acting, all awesome. And it all started, Max, not really with a sold script, but with a short story piece in Rolling Stone magazine back in the 1970s. Cameron Crowe, who was a very precocious young teenager who followed bands around,
lied his way into writing for Rolling Stone. They thought he was much older. You can see his exploits in narrative form
in another of my favorites,
Almost Famous.
I love that movie, and Kate Hudson is the greatest of all time. Just adorable. So this Cameron Crowe writes this story because he goes undercover in a San Diego high school to see what it's like to be in high school, even though he's barely old enough to be out of high school.
Which is the plot of Never Been Kissed with Drew Barrymore, except he really did it.
Yes. And he writes this down, and then Amy Heckerling, was this her first directorial?
I don't know if it was her
directorial debut. Let's say it is.
Google she went that. On to do Clueless, which is another fantastic high
yes.
school movie.
And the cast is unbelievable. So here are the human cast members from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And I'm just sort of, if you like these
the human
people,
cast member, as opposed to the
non-human.
Dogs and the cats?
No, I would, well, okay, Mr.
The
movie
non-humans.
Guy. Do you, true or false, my witness here, expert witness, would you consider the mall a cast member of Fast Times at Ridgemont
High? No, I consider it a location.
Okay. You don't think that
Cindy, you can say it's a character.
Do you recall an earlier conversation
say,
we had?
You can
today?
Say it's a character in the movie. You wouldn't cast them all.
Okay, character. Whatever. I rest my case.
Scott and I are fighting today.
We're not fighting.
I'm bickering.
He's just not admitting that I was right about a movie thing. He doesn't like that. He's got the point system. He doesn't want that.
Sure. I'm out of this.
Sean Penn. It's Jeff Spicoli. How great is he as Jeff Spicoli?
Now, was that his first big role in a movie?
I think he was in...
Because I don't ever remember seeing him in any...
Was he in that movie about the military academy with... Tim what's his name and
Tim what's his name?
Yeah.
Tim Robbins?
Yeah. Something like that. And also Tom Cruise was in that.
That was 81.
Yeah, this is 82.
Yeah, so there you go.
So, yeah, it's right about the same time. This is his first major film.
People thought that he was Spicoli. People thought that that's who
that
he was.
That was a guy. Yeah. They just went and got a guy.
Yeah, Timothy Hutton is who you were thinking of.
And just to remind you of that, here is what he sounded like when he we came in.
What track number? Give me a track number. I just say it.
How about number 8?
Number 8. Number
no, 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 no. Number, not number 8. Number eight. Nope. How about number 9?
Boy, this is just...
You guys went through all this preparation before the show, and this is what I love. I love this, that we are working this out on the air in front of everyone.
This is right. We'll That's get it all right.
Perfect.
I'm looking.
Number 9.
I know. You know what?
I think this is tremendous.
I don't think we have it.
Okay.
How about...
Hey, bud, prepped, let's party. How about that?
We prepped so much for the... Hang on for a minute. Hang on. Stand by. Stand by. Here we go. Let's see if this works.
Spicoli.
Why don't you get a job, Spicoli?
There you go.
What for? You need money. All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
How great is that? It's awesome. All right, Jennifer Jason Lee. She was Stacy. Judge Reinhold was great. He's Brad. He's also in that clip. The guy Damone. That's a great character. The scalper guy.
Oh, yeah.
He had Rat. He had this Brian Backer guy. Played this guy Rat. That hurt because he was the nebbishy, nerdy kid that fell in love with the girl, and he got betrayed by his buddy.
Yeah, who was Damone? Who was the guy that was kind of like the bookie walking around? What was...
Robert Romanus is his name.
Okay.
Damone. And he had a lot of great clips or quotes. He said, you know, he'd have his 6-point plan.
Yeah.
About, hey, Debbie, how you doing?
Yeah.
Make sure she doesn't like you and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that he would say about scalping tickets.
London Fire? Jeez, I haven't heard anything, but the minute I do, I'll let you know. So, you know, I'm planning on taking my little brother with me. Is that your little brother? He's a good-looking kid. Great. Charles Jefferson, or Earth, Wind, and Fire, and little brother. And I'll let you know when they come around, okay?
And he's talking to Forrest Whitaker, who's gone on to be like a really famous director.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was his first movie.
Wow.
He's tremendous in that. Ray Walston, did you remember watching My Favorite Martian?
Yes.
The TV show?
Yes.
And he was, I don't know, Uncle Ernie or something.
Uncle, now you got me messed
Wasn't
up
he
here.
Picket Fences, too? He was the judge, I think, in that?
Yeah.
Uncle Martin.
He was great. I had a teacher like Mr. Hand. He was very rule-oriented, fastidious. He was not very interested in people screwing around in his class.
Mm-hmm.
He was great in this movie. And this whole thing...
Hello, my name is Mr. Hand.
What the hell do you think you're doing? Learn about Cuba and having some food.
I have but one question for you. Can you attend my class? It is for your own good, and if you can't make it, I can make you.
The weird, creepy school teacher, Vincent Scavelli, who took them on the field trip to the hospital and opened up the bodies in the morgue.
Like, yes.
Do you have that one clip with Spicoli's there?
Whoa.
What track is it?
Oh, boy, here we go.
Am I hallucinating here? Just what in the hell do you think you are doing?
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
How about 7? Yeah.
Hey, you in my class?
I am today.
Okay, this goes on and on. This Lana Clarkson, this is a weird story. She played Mr. Vargas's wife in this movie. She got killed in a murder that involved Phil Spector at his house.
Really?
She's the one that went to Phil Spector's house, and she got shot and killed later.
Whoa. Huh.
That's creepy. There's some really famous people that are just sort of bit part players in this. Eric Stoltz, who was in Mask and a bunch of other stuff. He and Anthony Edwards, who was on ER and a bunch of other things. And Nicholas Coppola, who he's credited as, a.k.a. Nicolas Cage, played the three buddies of Spicoli, his three One of the three guys that they would hang out with.
Wow.
This is a great movie. Phoebe Cates, of course, who was married to Kevin Kline.
St. Louis's home.
Yeah, of course. I'm going to mention that. People got mad. The greatest scene I ever saw in a movie is her coming out of the pool.
Oh, in the
Judge Reinhold dream sequence.
Yes.
And all of these people were not just amazing in the movie, but the clips and the quotes from this movie are the way that my friends talk to, we talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a buddy.
Moving in stereo by the car. That's what the thing is when Phoebe Cates gets out of the...
You saw how you got my attention, by the way. Doesn't anybody knock anymore? That might have happened to me. This is how we talked to each other. I had a buddy after we graduated from college, even. This movie came out in 82. We were barely in high school. And it was like one of my really great friends. And he took a job at Ford Motor Company, or as we call it in Detroit, Ford's.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got a pretty good job. And he had a guy that was he was working for that was a real jerk. And Brad Hamilton, the Judge Reinhold character in this, was working at this burger joint where he was the employee of the month. And he got in a dispute with the guy that came in about getting his money back for a breakfast that the guy almost ate. And he goes, "Mister, I'm going to kick 100% of your butt." And then the manager comes on and he goes, "Hamilton, did you use profanity in front of this customer?" "Well, yeah, Dennis." His name is Dennis Taylor. And he fires him right away. So my buddy's telling me the story, and the guy's name is Dennis Taylor. And I go, "F Dennis Taylor," which is the way we talk to each other.
No shirt, no shoes,
no dice.
Right. Learn it. Know it.
Live it. So for about, I don't know, 20 years, I have been quoting this, Stripes, Caddyshack, and...
Caddyshack was just on the other day. That is a classic.
Now, do you guys talk to your friends this way in movie clips?
Not so much anymore, but I talk to my daughter more with movie clips, and we will quote movies and stuff. But we watched Miss Congeniality. I know a lot of people hated that movie. I liked it. My daughter loves the movie. We both like the movie. We watched it, and one of our favorite scenes in the movie is when they were talking with Miss Rhode Island or something like that. I can't remember who it was. Miss New Jersey, and they said, "Name your favorite date." And she goes, "I would have to say April 25th. It's not too hot and it's not too cold. All you need is a light jacket." That's one of our favorite lines.
What about the 3rd of June?
No, we don't go to the 3rd of June. No.
Dan, since you're such a big fan of that first movie, here's some trivia for you. They made a sequel. First of all, did you know that they made a sequel?
Yes, I saw the sequel.
And William Shatner was in it.
Yes.
Now, what was the subtitle to that?
Oh.
I saw it for work in the theater.
Oh, yeah. Miss Congeniality.
I'll be very impressed.
Oh, man. Oh.
Oh, you know it, right?
Yeah, I do, and I can't think. I can't get it out.
Wait a minute. There's no birthday party for you.
Armed and Fabulous.
Oh, that's it. Armed and Fabulous.
Yeah, I cannot. And then I got my first car when I was in high school, and I walked into school, and everybody's, "Oh, yeah, you got a car." It was a piece of crap. And I'm like, "Four more payments, gentlemen, and this beautiful 1957 sedan is all mine."
Oh, you're used to doing your own business on your own time. That's one demand I make. Just like you wouldn't want me to come to your house some evening and discuss U.S. history on your time. Understand?
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Hand. If this is your time and I'm here, isn't this our time? Is there any problem with us having a little feast at our time?
Boy, the double cheese and sausage. Right here, dude.
For you, dude.
Right here, like, dude.
Like a buck. So let's do this, Maxie. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We got a couple calls. Mm. Maybe you got a favorite movie. Quote to your friends. Oh, maybe you like this one. And I'll tell you an interesting story, I think, about the
Nanny Muggins
music, or at least one of the songs in Fast Times that was very difficult and rare to have in any movie. First, start to Tim. How are the roads in particular? How is that crash on 44?
Well, it's non-existent. We went out there. There's one police car on the side of the road. Let me ask you something. You know, it's times like this. I wish I were in the studio and I could have joined in on you because I've watched Fast Times twice this week. It's been on. So, without looking it up, what was Eric Stoltz's name in the movie?
Oh, is he dude number one?
No.
Stoner number one.
Stoner Bud.
Stoner Bud. What was Nicolas Cage? Do you know that one?
Oh, my gosh. I just looked at credits. No, go ahead.
Awesome. I don't. Oh, wait. I'm looking at. I just had the names.
Oh, he had the. I just looked the other day what it was, and I can't remember now.
Stoner Bud and Nicolas Cage. I didn't even know that was Nicolas Cage. I'm going to have to go back and watch
it. It wasn't.
Movie.
It was Nicolas Coppola.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah. That's right. That's what my wife said. She goes.
Okay, wait.
Before he changed his name.
Eric Stoltz
was Brad's Bud.
And Anthony Edwards is also Stoner Bud. They didn't even give them numbers. They just called them Stoner Bud.
Now, see, I never saw that, but when they show the credits, the first one that comes up is Eric Stoltz.
That's
Stoner
very
Bud.
Good. That's so good.
Yeah.
All right.
Aloha, Mr. Hand.
Aloha, Spicoli.
All right. You know, they're supposed to be, we've got word out in the news, helicopters and police are out here now that they're going to be doing protesting to shut down Hampton at four between Highway 40 and 64. I don't see anything out there right now. I do see a lot of police cars on side roads waiting, I guess, to jump out there. But right now, there is nothing. Now, getting back to that westbound 44, it was before Antioch Road. We got out there, and there's just a police car on the shoulder. But traffic is a solid jam now between Highway 270 to just before Antioch Road. It may be back down to 141 now since things start loosening up. I'm looking at eastbound Highway 40 here, and it is slow to stop and go from about Lindbergh, and that goes all the way in through Hampton. And then you also have an accident at Olive and Highway 170 that's causing delays in both directions there. They cleared an accident on eastbound 270 at 367. You have some delays going between McDonald and Lindbergh, and then you're a little slow out through the Halls Ferries out through 367. And this traffic report is brought to you by AccountTemps. Accounting and finance salaries are on the rise. Get an in-depth salary forecast for accounting and finance roles in your area by visiting AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company. I'm Tim Wiley with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs. 314-921-3500 or BowenDentalCare.com.
Get the Reuben from Subway. It's stacked with a hearty portion of lean corned beef, sauerkraut, Swiss cheese, and Thousand Island dressing, all on a freshly baked rye bread at Subway.
Are you planning on building a home, remodeling your kitchen, or simply replacing your home appliances? How about Bosch appliances at the appliance discounters? These Bosch designs include convection ovens with side swing oven doors, induction cooktops, and for healthy cooking, check out the steam ovens. Right now, receive 10% back when you purchase three or more Bosch appliances at the appliance discounters. On top of that, when you purchase the extremely efficient and quiet Bosch dishwasher, the appliance discounters will pay for the installation. That's another $150 savings. Shop any of our six showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Hunters, visit G&W Meat for your deer processing. That's G&W Meat and Bavarian Style Sausage Company. G&W processes each deer separately, so the venison you get back is from your deer.
Hi there, it's Frank Opinion. Who handles the IT at your company? Who's in charge of that? And are you happy with whoever that is, your IT people? Because if you're not, or you're looking to partner with somebody, but let's say you want to keep your IT people, but you need to bring in a partner, somebody you can turn to when it gets to the point where you go, well, man, this needs to be put in the hands of somebody who is at another level. I have that somebody, Huber and Associates. They think globally, and you have to. If you're an enterprise, a business, you have to think globally. You know, it's a Missouri-based company, but their footprint, as people like to say, is national, even global. They have built a powerful IT group, and they serve companies from the East Coast to the West Coast. It can be an extension of your existing IT team. They will design and deliver technologically advanced IT solutions to give you the edge that you need. And sometimes that's the difference between a business that's just taken off and a runaway success and a similar business that's not. It's who's in charge of that IT? Huber & Associates, H-U-B-E-R. This is the smarter IT solution. And I would invite you to contact them, talk to them, let them show you what they can do. They are a premier IBM Business Partner Innovation Center. Long name. Here's why it's impressive. There are only 42 IT solutions type companies that have that label. It's an exclusive group, and they're one of 42. They leverage IBM Power, Storage, Security, and Software Solutions. It's a great partner to have, Huber & Associates. You can find out more, including their website, if you go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors. Alphabetically go down to H, there they are, Huber & Associates.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Back on the Large Morning Show. Scott Sherman in for Frank, who's on assignment. He'll be back next Monday. Dan's here. Max is here in for Ian. He'll be back next Monday.
Yep.
So Fast Times at Ridgemont High, not only a great movie, not only all this great cast, and I loved it, and his great lines, but the music, that song, Kashmir, first of all, it is not on side two of Led Zeppelin 4, which is what Damone tells Rat he can score with the chicks. But it was just about the first time that a Led Zeppelin song made it into a movie. Large measure because Cameron Crowe traveled with Led Zeppelin, and that was part of the basis for the almost famous movie script that he wrote. And then for a very long time, Led Zeppelin didn't let anybody have a song in a movie until 2000. Was that 18 years later when Almost Famous was a movie, and there were a couple of songs, Tangerine and some others.
Oh.
They've lightened up a little bit now. Argo, Silver Linings Playbook, The Fighter, Shrek the Third, School of Rock have all had Led Zeppelin songs since. But Cameron Crowe had the magic touch, even though he